Two games done this week for Worth County at the Stanbury Basketball Tournament. We'll have a couple league games. It'll be next week. And Les Newshead, basketball coach of Worth County. Tigers had a couple league games last week, too, coming back from the Christmas break. One of those was with the Stanbury. First one on Tuesday was with Stanbury. Stanbury wins 60-24, and the number there that stares out is the one that's 60. And I assume either Stanbury, if they got all those in the half court, then they had a terrific offensive night in the half court. But I'm guessing that they must have got a few off turnovers, which was something you said was going to have to be a point of emphasis, because that was something that you had to deal with in the first part of the year.
Yeah, Stanbury ended up beating us 60-44. I'll tell you what they got us on was their post players running the floor and getting transition buckets just by outrunning our post players down the floor. That hurt us more than anything. Their two post players in that game had 37 of their 60 points, and a lot of those were in transition. So it necessarily wasn't the press, the diamond press they run. It was the fact that we did not get back and guard their bigs.
Okay, which are, and they do have a couple that have the ability to do that. In fact, one for sure has the ability even to put it on the floor. So I guess you really do have to be conscious about that, don't you?
Yeah, that was one thing that we stressed before the game, that their inside game was definitely going to be a factor, and we had to take that away. And that game we did not do it and did not get back on defense. So okay. Something we worked on.
Bramer was the homecoming or winter sports homecoming for you last Friday night, and a game that looked like you certainly had a chance to win. Lower type of scoring game. I would get a lot of Bramer's success this year is based on, you know, what they're able to get with their defense too. So there were some similar there were some mirror images, I think, between these two teams, and looked like that was what anybody's game down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, what really hurt us in the Bramer game was the fact that Reagan Alley went down in the first half with a high ankle sprain, and she's our leading scorer, probably our best perimeter player. So you take her out of the equation, and points became very, very difficult. And, we scored 1 point in the third quarter against Bramer, and it was, you know, they played good defense and pressured us and made us do things we didn't want, but we also, during the Bramer game, went to the line 36 times and only made 15 of them and got beat by three. So our points were there. We just did not capitalize off of, missed free throws. That just absolutely killed us.
Okay, had Mound City first round of the Stanbury tournament. Mound City wins 43-24. It actually sounded like, even though they weren't wins, there were some things that were kind of encouraging in these two games that were coming back from break. Did some of that bleed over with Mound City? It sounded like it was certainly, you know, it wasn't a high point producing game, but it looked like you still were within range.
Yeah. The Mound City game, we just played straight up man, and we just trying to get tougher and make our half court defense a lot better. And we were actually up 8-7 at the end of the first quarter. And we were down 5 at half against Mound City, who, you know, Mound City is a very, very good team. Actually, in the third quarter against Mound City, we were down 1 with, I think, about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then they went on a 14-0 run and took over the game. But, you know, I thought our defense overall as a team was good. We guarded. We were physical. Later on in the Mound City game, the Freemeyer girl got loose in transition again and scored a lot of her points running the floor and getting layups. So, but overall, I was very, very pleased with our defensive effort and we were very competitive.
You had Stanbury then last night, and while Stanbury did win, and in the end it was 44-25, it really wasn't that game was still very much within range, even going into the fourth quarter. And you really were pretty functional in your half-court offense within the first half. It seemed like when it was going through, when the ball was going through, you know, Kristen knew, Worth County was really doing pretty well. I could see, though, where you really are missing, you know, that perimeter player that probably Reagan Alley is four, you know, just to alleviate a little pressure from teams that just sag, or in Stanbury's case, you know, deny the drive to the basket.
Yeah, Chris had a, you know, really, really good first half, went to the line 8 times, made 5 of her 8 free throws, scored most of her points in the first half, got it off dribble penetration, just attacking the rim. We had a lot of back cuts early against Stanbury when they was overplaying the wings. But as the game wore on and they started sagging into the paint and realizing that, you know, just keep us in front of you and make a shoot, you know, points became very, very hard to come by. And that's, like I said, from the beginning of the year with this team, I think our defense and things like that is okay. But we really, right now, without Reagan in the lineup, struggle scoring in the half-court set.
Right, but you're not turning it over. As you know, it doesn't seem like the problems that you were having when games got away from you in the first part of the year was you would turn it over, and that would result in points. And those you've really cut down.
Yeah, you know, our offense that we're running is, you know, it, sometimes you look at it and it's like, man, we're just, you know, nothing's getting done. But we are keeping the ball in our hands for 30, 40, 50 seconds and making the other team guard us. And we're not turning it over to lead to point transition points for the other team. We are getting some decent shots at times. Our post players are starting to become more physical and post up a little stronger. We just got to get better at executing, you know, what we do in the half court and start scoring some points and dispersing our points. You know, like last night, we had 2 girls that scored 13 and 8, had another one that scored 4, and that was it. There just wasn't, we just don't have enough girls stepping up to, you know, to that want to shoot or even want to shoot, let alone, you know, trying to score. And so that's where we're at.
Okay, that's Les Newley, head basketball coach of Worth County.